Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to Sheni in Parsha's Kisisa. V'yitin al Moshe kechalaso ledaber yito b'har Sinai shnei luchos ha'idus luchos evin k'suvim be'etzpe lokim. And Hashem gave Moshe upon his completion with speaking to him on Har Sinai two stone tablets of testimony, tablets of stone that were written with the finger of Elohim. Rashi starts by explaining to us that we have Ein Mukta Mamucha B'Torah, one of the rules that he uses, that this is not written in chronological order, rather in meaning order. And we understand that the commandment to build the Mishkan happened after the Chet HaEgel. Luchos were broken on the 17th day of Tammuz. Yom Kippur HaKadosh Baruch Hu was appeased. And the next day, they started collecting the donations for the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was put up on the 1st of Nisan. Furthermore, it says, Kichalaso. Kichalaso means upon its completion, but also that the Torah was given as a present, like the Kala is given away to the Chasen, because the whole Torah could not possibly have been taught in such a short amount of time. Another idea that Rashi explains is just like a kala is adorned with 24 different types of jewelry, a Talmud Chacham needs to be an expert in all 24 books of Tanakh. What does it mean that Hashem completed speaking to him? The Chukim and Mishpatim found in Parshas Mishpatim. Rashi also comments the fact that it says Ledaber Ito means it's a conversation, not just God saying things to him, teaching us that Moshe heard the commandments from Hashem, and then he would review them with Hashem afterwards. Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe l'redes min ha'har v'yekahel ha'am el aron v'yumre lav kuma asilano elokim asher yelchu lefanenu ki ze Moshe ha'ish asher ha'elanu meretz Mitzrayim lo yadanu mehayalo. And the people saw that Moshe was late in descending from the mountain, and they all came around Aaron, and they said to him, get up, make us an Elohim, who will go before us, because this man Moshe that took us from Mitzrayim, we don't know what happened to him. Also, Boshesh, besides meaning can be late, Rashi says, that Moshe said, I'll be back after 40 days in the sixth hour. And they had misheard and thought that the day that he went up counted as the first of the 40th days as opposed to the day after. And as a result, they got all confused. And on the sixth hour of the 17th day of Tammuz, the Satan came before them and confused everybody, showing them an image of darkness. And they said, for sure, Moshe Rabbeinu died there. Commenting on the words, Asher Yelchu, it seems like they were looking for multiple deities over there. Rashi's well comments on the word, Ze Moshe Ha'ish, is telling us that this direct article, Ze, is showing that the Satan showed them an image of Moshe being carried off into Shemayim. Hence the word Ze is what the Midrash is commenting on. And then on the words that he took us out of Mitzrayim, he raised us from Mitzrayim, he was showing us the way, how to go up, and now we need some other deity to go before us. Vayomer alehem Aaron parku nizme zahav asher ba'ozne nashechem b'neichem uvenoseichem ve'yaviu elai. And Aaron said to them, take off the rings in the ears of your wives, your sons and daughters, and bring them to me. Commenting on the words, the ears of your wives, Aaron said, well, the women and children will put up a fight to take the gold from them, so maybe this will delay them until Moshe Rabbeinu will come back down. However, they did not, and they just took them out themselves and gave them to the men. And all of the nation moved the gold earrings from their ears, and they brought them to Aaron. and he took it from their hands, and he fashioned it using an engraver's tool like a pen, and he made a molten cow, and they said, "This is your God Israel, who took you from Eretz Mitzrayim." Reflecting on the word Egel Masecha, this molten calf, the magicians of the mixed multitudes who came up from Mitzrayim with Bnei Yisrael worked magic on the crucible, the forging of this gold, and created it with magic. There are those who say it was Micha, who had emerged from amongst the pyramids and was brought back to life. That's what his name was, Micha, because he was smashed. And he had the piece of paper that Moshe had used to withdraw Yosef's coffin from the Nile River. It says, "Arise, O cow." He threw it into the crucible, and out came this golden calf. Masecha, Rashi says, means metal. Or it's 125 centauri of gold, which is the gematria of the word Masecha. Rashi says, using some detective work, the fact that it says, "These are your gods, O Israel," as opposed to, "This is our God, O Israel," is to tell you that it's not the Bnei Yisrael who are the ones involved in this. It must be the era of Rav, because why doesn't it say it's our God as opposed to your God? Which tells us that there's the era of Rav who surrounded Aaron, and they're the ones who made the golden calf, and they're the ones who caused Israel to stray after it. Vayar Aaron, vayiven mizbeach lefanav, vaykra Aaron, vayomer chag la'ashem machar. And Aaron saw and built an altar before it, and Aaron called out, "There will be a chag, a holiday for Hashem tomorrow." Rashi asked, "What did Aaron see?" He saw that it was seemed to be alive. It was moving around. And he saw that the Satan's plan had succeeded, and he didn't know how to go and stop them. So he built a Mizbeach and tried to delay them again, and said, "Tomorrow there's going to be a Chag for Hashem, because maybe Moshe will come down tomorrow." Rashi suggests another pshat, that he saw Hur, son of his sister, try to stop them, and they beat him and killed him. And Aaron said, "Better that I should take the blame than them." Finally, the other possibility, Rashi says, is that he saw how quickly they were and efficiently they were moving, so he figured he would do it and delay them another day. And another explanation for it will be a chag for Hashem tomorrow, he was hoping that this Mizbeach actually would be used by Moshe Rabbeinu, would come down tomorrow, and they would all serve Hashem. Vayashkimu mimochras vayalu olos vayigishu shlomim vayeshev ha'am lechov vashaso vayakumu letzachek. And they got up early in the morning, and they brought olah offerings, and then they offered shlomim offerings, and the nation sat down to eat, and they drank, and they got up to be metzachek. Rashi says, why did they get up so early? The Satan woke them up, so they would sit. What does it mean, letzachek? It could mean Gila Arias, that they went and engaged in immorality, or Shvichas Damim, meaning that here is where Hur was killed, according to this Midrash. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, lech red ki shiches amcha asher ha'elesa me'eretz Mitzrayim. And Hashem said to Moshe, go down, because your nation has become morally lost, the nation that you took up from Mitzrayim. Rashi comments that the word Vayidaber is a Lashon Kasha. It is a harsh words. Lech Red means go down from how great you are, because I only gave you greatness because of the Bnei Yisrael. Since they have morally failed, so you should go down as well. And Rashi adds that Moshe was put into Cherem from the Beis Din Shalmala. Why does it say your nation? And it's not talking about Bnei Yisrael. It's because the Eruv Rav came up and Moshe Rabbeinu was Megayer them. He converted them, but Hashem said, you didn't ask me. This was a bad idea, and you see how they've corrupted the people. Saru maher min haderech asher tzivisim asu lahem egel masecha v'yishtachvu v'yizbechu lo v'yomru ela elohecha Yisrael asher ha'alucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. They have departed quickly from the path that you commanded them, and they've made a molten cow, and they bow to it, and they sacrifice to it, and say, this are your gods, O Israel, that took you out from the land of Mitzrayim. Vayom Hashem el Moshe ve'isi es ha'am hazeh v'hine kishei oref hu. And Hashem said to Moshe, I've seen this nation and it is a stiff-necked people. Rashi says, what does it mean, stiff-necked? That they turn their neck, their back to those who try to castigate them and they refuse to listen. V'ata hanichali v'yichar apivahem v'achalem v'aseh uschal gadol. And now leave me alone, and my anger will flare against them, and I will destroy them, and I will make of you a great nation. Rashi says, we haven't seen Moshe speaking to God trying to save them. Rather, Hashem is sort of winking at him. He's giving him the opening to start davening and fighting with him to save the people. Vayechal Moshe es p'nei Hashem elokav. Vayomer lama Hashem yechare apcha be'amecha asher hotzeisa me'eretz Mitzrayim b'koach gadol v'yad chazaka. And Moshe entreated before Hashem. His God saying, why, Hashem, should your anger flare against your people that you took from Mitzrayim with great strength and with a mighty hand? Commenting on the words, why, Hashem, should your anger flare, which explains, like, there's nothing to be jealous. One chacham can be jealous against another chacham, or a mighty person against another mighty person, but this here, it's not shayach at all. Lama yumru mitzrayim lemor bera'a hotziam laharag osam beharim ulachalosam yalpni adama shuv mecharon apecha v'nachem al hara'a la'amecha. Why should Mitzrayim say that he took them out with malintent to kill them in the mountains and wipe them out from the face of the earth? Return from your anger and consider the evil for your people. Rashi says, Hinachem means to consider another idea, to turn back from the plan to destroy them. Zechor la'avram li'yitzchak li'yisrael avadecha asher nishbat lahem bach. Remember, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, your servants, that you swore to them, and you spoke to them, I will increase your seed like the stars of the heavens, and all of this land that I have said, I will give your children, and they will inherit it forever. Rashi says, what's the merit of Avram? Remember Avram? Because they went against the Ten Commandments, but Avram stood up to the Ten Challenges and still did not receive his reward. Give it to him, 10 for 10. Again, Rashi comments on for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, if you want to burn them, remember Avram that who gave himself up to be burnt in the Ur Kasdim. If to kill them, remember to Yitzchak, who stretched out his neck for the Akedah. And if you wish to exile them, remember that Yaakov was already exiled to Haran. And if they are not saved in that merit, why are you saying that you'll make me a great nation? If a chair with three legs won't stand during your anger, how much more so a chair with only one leg? Meaning that if there's only the merit of one person, that how can it stand if the merit of three people will not? What does it mean that you swore to them, Bach? Well, it means that you swore to them by your own name. It isn't like you swore to heavens or earth or hills or anything, but you, who are forever. So how can you go against such an oath that you're making for yourself? Vayifin vayered Moshe min ha'har u'shnei luchos ha'edus biyado luchos k'suvim mishnei avrehem mizeh hem k'suvim. And he turned, and Moshe descended from the mountain, and the two tablets of testimony were in his hand. These tablets are written from both sides, from this side and from that side they were written. Rashi says this was one of the miraculous miracles that you could read them from either which side. V'aluchos mas elokim hema u'mechtav mechtav elokim u'charus al haluchos. And the tablets were the work of God, and the script was the script of God, and it was chiseled onto the luchos. What does that mean, the work of God? Well, she says that it was made in his honor, or the way people say, all of the business of one certain person is Plony's business. Well, here, this is all of Hashem's shashua, his joy, his delight, in the Torah. Vayishma Yehoshua es kol ha'am bireo v'yomer el Moshe kol milchama b'machaneh. And Yehoshua heard the voice of the nation in their jubilation, as Rashi puts it. And he says to Moshe, I hear the sound of a war in the camp. Vayomer ein kol anos gevura v'ein kol anos chalusha kol anos anochi shomea. Moshe said, it is not the sound of the cheer of victory, nor the sound of wailing defeat. Rather, it's the sound of blasphemy that I hear in the camp. Vayhi ka'asher karav el hamachna vayar es ha'ego u'mecholos vayichar af Moshe vayashlech miyadav es aluchos vayashaber osam tachas ha'har. And when he got close to the camp, and he saw the egel and the dancing, Moshe became angry, and he threw down from his hand the luchos, and he broke them under the mountain. Rashi says, why does he say he threw them down? He said, just like the Pesach, any outsider may not eat of it, so too here, the Torah shouldn't be a kol shekein, that they have all gone over and served the Avodah Zarah, so he smashed the luchos. Vaykach es ha'egel asher asu vayistrof ba'esh v'itchan ad asher dok vayizer al pnei hamayim vayashk es bnei Yisrael. And he took the calf, the golden calf that they made, and he burnt it in fire, and he ground it up until it was very fine, and he tossed it on the face of the water, and he forced the bnei Yisrael to drink it. Rashi says, why did he force them to drink it? He was going to test them like a sota. And there were three different punishments, as it were. If there were witnesses and warning, they were killed with a sharp sword. Like the city of Ir Nidachas, a condemned city, the majority served idol worship. Witnesses without warning, they died in a plague. And neither witnesses nor warning, the water expanded in their stomachs and killed them. Vayomer Moshe el Aaron, me'asa lecha ha'am hazeh ki hevesa alav chata gedola. And Moshe said to Aaron, what did this nation do to you that you brought upon them such a great sin? Moshe asked, how much did they torture you until they finally made you do this? Sefer Zikar on Rashi says that if you were an honest, then I won't go so hard on you. Vayomer Aaron, al yichar af adoni, ata yadata sa'am hazeh ki varahu. Aaron said, let not my master's anger flare. You know how this nation is, that they are in a derech ra, they're a difficult people.